This hour of the Morning News with Ron Suss is brought to you by the Egg and I Restaurant at East 54, open daily at 6 a.m. and serving the best and freshest breakfast in town.
This morning on WCHL, Kevin Guskowitz is one of the leading concussion experts in the world and co-director of the Traumatic Brain Research Center at UNC. He tells WCHL's Blake Hodds the latest information on Ryan Hoffman, the former Carolina football player, and more about what work is done at UNC with former athletes. Affordable housing is part of an ongoing discussion here in Chapel Hill as the town continues to grow.
We have a council who did not need much persuading because we all understand that there is a crisis of affordable housing in Chapel Hill.
And Orange County is reporting its fourth rabies confirmation of 2015. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, the Tar Heels have touched down in L.A. and will suit up against the top-seeded Wisconsin Badgers tomorrow night at the Staples Center. And
let's be frank, Kaminsky is impossible to stop.
That's this morning in Archansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07, we have 43 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Cloudy, chance of showers this afternoon. Our high today in the upper 50s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers likely, and mainly after midnight. That's probably going to happen. Not as cool with a low in the middle 50s. And then tomorrow, another pretty good day. Partly sunny, showers likely in the morning, and our high tomorrow in the middle 70s. So warming up even more tomorrow. Kevin Guskowitz is an expert. He's one of the leading concussion experts in the world and also co-director of the Traumatic Brain Research Center in Chapel Hill at Carolina. He tells WCHL's Blake Hodges the latest information on Ryan Hoffman and more about what work is done at UNC with former athletes.
One of the things that's kind of brought attention back to the great work that you guys are doing over there is the New York Times story on Ryan Hoffman and the follow-ups from there. And we had the story last week of him being flown back to Chapel Hill. Is there any information that you could provide us on that?
Well, I think it was just amazing how the campus responded in terms of trying to do everything possible for Ryan. Certainly is one of our own, and we do this work here at Center for the Study of Retired Athletes for former athletes from many universities and professional teams around the country. And so when we had an opportunity to try to help one of our own, it was, as I said, amazing that people reached out in the way that they did. And I appreciate your respecting that we can't say anything specific about his particular case. I do want to say that I'm optimistic that there will be a positive story in the end to Ryan Hoffman's story. And so I think that's about all I can say. And I'm just pleased that so many people reached out in the way that they did.
On a little broader scale, as we kind of branch out a little bit, some people had the question right after this story came out about what UNC is doing to kind of monitor some of the other athletes. And I know you work with a lot of retired athletes. So can you talk about that a little bit? What is the university doing working with other student athletes?
Sure. So our Center for the Study of Retired Athletes has been in existence since about 2001, and we have prided ourselves on a team-based approach to conducting research studies to better understand the later life challenges that former athletes, both collegiate and professional, might experience. And a lot of our work's been funded over the years through funding from NIH, from the CDC, from foundations such as the National Operating Committee for Standards and Athletic Equipment, and the NCAA, the NFL, the National Football Players Association have all funded our work. And we have an amazing team of neuroscientists, orthopedists. We partner with the Department of Neurology as well as physical medicine and rehab. And we have found over the years that former players with a history of three or more concussions are more at risk for depression later in life, for mild cognitive impairment later in life. As we've brought them to campus, though, we've learned that it's not necessarily a life of hard knocks for everyone. Probably one in five of those former athletes that do come back to campus to be evaluated, we do find there's sort of this perfect storm that is aligned for them, unfortunately, and we have to try to get them back on track. But for many of them, they're doing just fine, and it's a matter of providing a baseline for them to let them know what they look like at age 30, 40, 45, to be sure that as they do age, that they're on the right track to a healthy life once they begin to enter those years where they are at risk for cognitive impairment and depression.
And once again, it's Kevin Gusmit speaking with WCHL's Blake Hodge. This is the first segment in a series of conversations with Gusmit that will be airing over the next few days here on WCHL. Affordable housing is part of an ongoing discussion here in Chapel Hill as the town continues to grow. WCHL's Aaron Keck has more on what the town council is doing to address this need.
The Chapel Hill Town Council passed a resolution on Monday night with an eye on the long-term availability of affordable housing. Sally Green is a council member and Mayor Pro Tem, also the liaison to the Housing Advisory Board. She says the resolution came about as a result of public discussion.
It got generated through last year's budget process, in which council was responsive to a deep community interest in increasing the public investment in affordable housing. And we have an affordable housing coalition in the county who was a strong advocate of it. We have a council who did not need much persuading because we all understand that there is a crisis of affordable housing in Chapel Hill.
That discussion, Green says, set the wheels in motion last budget cycle.
We made the decision in last year's budget cycle to allocate as close as we could get within that budget structure to a penny of the tax dollar to go to affordable housing. And that comes out to, for this year, something over $688,000.
This money will be used exclusively for development and preservation of affordable housing, focusing on land acquisition, rental subsidy and development, and future development planning, among other areas. A housing advisory board has been established to put forward guidelines used to spend the money.
They have been charged with coming up with a process and a system for responding to requests for this money and also responding to the council's priority interest in spending this money.
Green says the council's attention will focus on helping those at the low end of the affordable housing need, but as funds are available, they may also be used to help bridge the gap for those at the higher end of the curve. But Green adds that the market can help with that segment.
We think that the market can do a lot to support the higher end of the affordable housing need. It's not that there would not be room for public investment in the higher end of low-income housing, but that the expectation that I have that I share with the Housing Board is that the public investment in that 80 to 125% range would be less than the public investment in the 0 to 60 to 80% range.
Some of the funds put forward in this program have already been allocated to help in this fight.
This money was allocated in last year's budget cycle, and this year comes to an end on June 30th. $200,000 of that money have already been set aside to support the Northside Neighborhood Initiative.
Green says the project is being put in place with the idea of undertaking a large affordable housing project in the next 4 to 5 years as funds are accrued. She adds that the town would have creative options to integrate several major development plans.
We could use that money in addition to supporting the existing initiatives in Northside and Pine Knolls. We can look to the future to think about using that money to develop land banking programs around future light rail stations that are in our control in Chapel Hill.
Green says planning for growth and development while keeping affordable housing options in mind is one of the council's biggest challenges. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 6:14. More news in just a moment.
Hi, this is Greg Overbeck for the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. We've been running ads on CHL for a while, encouraging you to support your community and dine locally. We wanted you to know that we'd obviously love it if you chose Squid, Spanky's, or 411 West every night. But when you decide to dine somewhere else, please choose one of the many fine, locally owned, independent restaurants in the area. Why independent? Well, chains spend their money back at corporate headquarters in Chicago or New York or L.A., but not locally. A recent study showed that locally owned restaurants reinvest in their communities at 3 times the rate the chains do. In the long run, the fact that local businesses do business locally leads to more resources for our community. Better schools, better teachers, more public services. You're not saving the world when you go out to eat, but every little bit makes a difference. So please, support your community and dine locally. Thanks again from the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group.
And one and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary 4-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with a life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing and we can say we knew her when. Visit unccchildrens.org.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
616 WCHL Morning News. The UNC Board of Trustees will hold meetings over the next 2 days. Committees will meet today, beginning at 10 o'clock this morning and running until 5:45. In the final committee meeting of the day, scheduled to start at 4, the University Affairs Committee will discuss naming recommendations, where the board may discuss the naming of buildings on campus. The namesakes of several statues and buildings at UNC have been under renewed scrutiny in recent weeks, as the opposition to buildings named after former Confederate leaders and Ku Klux Klan members has been growing. WCHL's Blake Hodge will attend the committee meeting and have a full report back on tomorrow's WCHL Morning News. The full board meeting will commence this morning at 8 o'clock. And by the way, we have a commentary today from James Ward, which is on that same topic that the UNC Board of Trustees will be talking about. The Chapel Hill Town Council will be meeting tonight to voice final concerns about the Obie Creek development. Obie Creek is a proposed mixed-use site that would be located across from Southern Village if it's approved. The council is currently in negotiations with the developer, East-West Partners, for a possible new construction, and a potential rezoning is also under consideration. This is the last scheduled negotiation session for the complex. The meeting will take place at 7 o'clock tonight at Council Chambers in Town Hall on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. And advocates for North Carolina's poor and uninsured residents continue demanding that lawmakers reverse course and expand Medicaid coverage. Linda Dunn of Snow Hill was among dozens of people on Tuesday of this week urging the General Assembly to accept federal funds that would pay medical costs for about 500,000 North Carolinians. The federal government said it's covering 100% of the state's expansion costs through 2016 and at least 90% afterward. The 68-year-old Dunn says she's been working for 4 years after retirement to care for her ill daughter. Dunn says she's getting too old and hopes lawmakers will reconsider a program that saves local hospitals from losses when people are too poor to pay. Legislative leaders say they don't want to expand the program after years of unexpected cost increases. WCHL News Time, 6:18. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Not a lot of traffic out there so far this morning, admittedly, but that situation will certainly change in just a little while here as people get out and about and start their day. And when it does, Nikki Morse will be here to report on it. 919-967-8363. 63 is your number to call her in the newsroom if you have something to report, or you can also tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. At Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of only 3 Forbes 4-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, presented this morning by Crown Honda of South Point. It is 44 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Cloudy, chance of showers this afternoon. Doesn't seem that cool this morning, or high today in the upper 50s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers likely, mainly after midnight. Not as cool, with the overnight low about 55. And then tomorrow, partly sunny, showers likely in the morning, and then a chance of showers in the afternoon as well, maybe even a thunderstorm. Much warmer, though, with a high tomorrow in the middle 70s. Crown Honda of South Point is a home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute on 540 at the 751 exit. It is 6:20 at WCHL, and time now for championship sports, and we have a lot to talk about this morning. Carolina baseball, we'll get to in just a moment, but let's start with basketball. Tar Heels have touched down out in L.A. and will be reaching for the stars in a town full of them when they suited up against the top-seeded Wisconsin Badgers tomorrow night at the Staples Center. WCHL's Matt Oakes has the story.
For the first time since 2012, Carolina finds itself still dancing in the second weekend of the NCAA tournament. But despite the hiatus, Roy Williams says his team hasn't lost sight of its big dreams and aspirations.
I think at this round, we're saying that we're happy with where we are, but hopefully we're not satisfied. And I always tell them that each round you go, the excitement, the fun, everything just gets to be so much greater.
With that said, unlike in years past, Coach Williams says he'll need to show this year's squad the ropes. There aren't many players on the roster who have experience in the latter rounds of March Madness. But the good thing for Roy is the Tar Heels should be all ears to his coaching.
To me, it's sort of like, okay, guys, you've never been here. Okay, so you better listen to what we got to say because the game changes. That's like telling a guy standing over the 8-footer, you know, I know you've never had one of these, but trust me, the hole is round and it'll go in. You know, probably not by you stroking it, but, you know.
Junior point guard Marcus Page says he's going to soak up every minute of the California sunshine and would prefer it to be more than a few days' stay.
It'll be a lot of fun, you know. You never want the season to end, and, you know, it's winding down. Now I want to make it out of the second weekend. You know, we made it out of the first, let's make it out of the second weekend, but definitely going to enjoy this trip, and we're looking forward to the challenge that Wisconsin brings.
In contrast to the Tar Heels, Wisconsin has experience in spades. The Badgers have advanced to the Sweet 16 in four of the past five seasons, and most certainly aren't satisfied with stopping at that stage this year. The slow, methodical pacing to Wisconsin's offense will be eerily reminiscent to the ACC's Virginia. Luckily for the Tar Heels, they've experienced recent success against that plodding style. UNC topped UVA in the ACC tournament semifinals. But still, Page says he knows the challenge ahead remains formidable.
I think it's just so different than the way we want to play, that sometimes we have issues with that. And, you know, we've struggled with turnovers, and in a game with less possession, turnovers become more important. You know, taking care of the ball becomes more important. But we've also, you know, Virginia is the same way, and we had a lot of success against them in the ACC tournament. So we're definitely capable of playing in these games, and we're going to have to be disciplined enough to take care of the ball and guard them for, you know, 25, 30 seconds at a time.
Thursday's challenge may be made even stiffer by the status of Kennedy Meeks's knee injury. Right now it remains a mystery, but Roy says he's doubtful he'll have the sophomore forward services Thursday. But with or without Meeks, the show must go on, and the Tar Heels will be hoping to avoid taking their final bow against the Badgers. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And, of course, we'll be covering the Tar Heels and all the action while they're out in L.A. And a side note, now through Sunday, you can still win great prizes by playing the Chapelboro Bracket presented by the Hickory Tavern. Prizes like $50 and $25 gift cards to local restaurants are awarded to the winners and runners-up after every round of the tournament. So if your original bracket has been busted, and so many have, start playing the Chapelboro Bracket presented by Hickory Tavern today and win. Go to Chapelboro.com for all the details. Behind the arm of 6'3 freshman left-hander Hunter Williams, the 22nd-ranked Carolina baseball team used five pitchers in all to combine for a three-hit shutout and a 9-0 victory over the visiting Appalachian State Mountaineers yesterday. Mountaineers dropped to 7-17 with that loss. Winners of three of their last four now, the Tar Heels improved their overall mark to 15-9 with this non-conference win, but it sure felt good after getting phenomenal outings from all three starting pitchers in their series win last weekend at Georgia Tech. Williams made it very clear what kind of expectations the coaches had for him coming into yesterday's game.
Well, Coach challenged us to, for the starting pitchers, to just try to dominate the first 5 to 6 innings so we don't have to use as much as the bullpen, and I just tried to fulfill that challenge.
The Tar Heels broke the game open early on, scoring a couple of runs in each of the first two innings to give themselves a cushion. They held on to the entire way, something center fielder Sky Bolt, who homered in the game, says makes the game a whole lot more fun.
I think anytime you go out and put runs out on the board first, first and foremost, is a telltale sign of when we're playing good ball. I think Lassiter, Ramirez at the top of the lineup are good table setters, and you always want to play with those two guys on base in the first inning. So playing ahead is a lot more fun than playing from behind, I'll tell you that.
Well, Williams' 6-inning, 2-hit performance was the main storyline. Coach Fox was also pleased with what he saw from the four relievers he used to close out the game, saying that their improvement will be crucial going forward.
Again, we're trying to get our bullpen a little bit better, so that's why we're running Butler and, you know, and Rice and Trainer and Morgan out there. Those are guys that they need to continue to pitch and gain some confidence, you know, just so we got to keep getting better out of the bullpen, and we were a little better today.
A top 25 ACC showdown awaits the Tar Heels this weekend. They welcome the number 21 Miami Hurricanes to Bashammer Stadium for a three-game series set to start on Friday night. Another game on Saturday and one on Sunday. Now, Charles Osgood.
I haven't heard much about American manned spaceflight since the space shuttle stopped flying 4 years ago. But the day after tomorrow, 51-year-old astronaut Scott Kelly will hitch a ride on a Russian Soyuz lifting off from Kazakhstan to carry him and two Russian cosmonauts on a 6-hour trip to the International Space Station. Kelly has been there before.
Last time I felt like I was kind of taking a long business trip. Mm-hmm. This time it's more like I feel like I'm just moving and I'm not coming back.
Not for a year. Not bad for an American.
That's twice as long as his last trip to space in 2010 and a new record for an American astronaut.
That's David Pogue of Yahoo Tech. More from Pogue and Scott Kelly after this. What's the most important thing to consider when looking for the right insurance? Customer satisfaction. Auto Owners Insurance uses only local, independent agents to handle all your questions and needs. We serve policyholders, not shareholders. Our award-winning service is why Auto Owners is known as the no-problem people. Auto Owners, a policy of satisfaction. For the independent agent in your neighborhood, go to AutoOwners.com. That's AutoOwners.com.
Here at the hospital, the focus is patient health. But as the administrator, my focus is patient information, medical histories, lab results, millions of documents printed, scanned, and accessed.
With intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services, Kyocera Document Solutions helps you capture, distribute, and manage the many documents that matter.
At a hospital, every document is important.
If the document is important, the company is important. Learn more at KyoceraDocumentSolutions.com.
In case you're wondering why Scott Kelly will be taking a Russian spacecraft to the International Space Station, says David Pogue.
Without the space shuttle, Kelly has only one way to get into space, aboard the Russian spacecraft called the Soyuz. He'll take off from the world's oldest space launch facility, the Baikonur Cosmodrome in southern Kazakhstan.
I'll be in here with two cosmonauts.
He'll be traveling with Russians Mikhail Kornienko and Gennady Padalka. And in case you're wondering, Kelly says political tensions between the countries are left on Earth. As the men embark on a cramped six-hour journey to the space station.
It's no minivan in there, I'll tell you
it's
that.
It's not very big.
Kelly showed us a replica of the spacecraft at NASA's Johnson Space Center in Houston.
I'll be playing the role of commander at this performance.
Yeah, you are the Soyuz commander.
On our next Osgood File, Scott's twin brother, Mark Kelly, joins the discussion. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Get ready to take the first step towards your bachelor's degree with the Arts, Sciences, and University Transfer Program at Durham Tech. You'll get personalized instruction and classes taught in Durham and Orange counties. You'll gain the academic credits you need to transfer to a four-year college as a junior, including schools in the UNC system. And you won't be weighed down by debt thanks to affordable tuition. Visit DurhamTech.edu and search ASUT to learn more. And get ready to do great things.
Like having access to cash? Whether you need funds as a safety net or additional dollars for special purchases, at Bank of North Carolina, we're always here to help. For more information, stop by any of our locations in Chapel Hill and the Triangle. Bank of North Carolina, delivering more than you expect starts with me. This is Rick Calica, President and CEO. Subject to credit approval, member FDIC.
I'm Teresa Mize at the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Let's talk about health care. Assisted living at the Cedars is an important component of our continuum of care. In fact, we are so dedicated to our aging-in-place philosophy that we make this option available not only in the DeBose Center, but in our members' homes as well. Our five-star rated health center is Medicare certified and staffed with UNC physicians. Call or visit to learn more. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Looking to find some family fun on a spring afternoon? Visit Health on the Block, this year's free carnival-themed health fair. Enjoy games, face painting, prizes, and free breakfast and lunch, all while getting the health care you need at no cost. Make Saturday, April 11th, a day well spent with those you care for most. Join us at Hargraves Community Center on Robertson Street in Chapel Hill on April 11th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thank you, WCHL, for caring about our community.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
44 degrees this morning at WCHL, 6:30. Time for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. Brought to you this morning by Town Hall Burger and Beer. Going to be cloudy all day. Chance of showers this afternoon in particular. Our high today about 58 degrees. Tonight mostly cloudy. Showers likely mainly after midnight. Not as cool with the lows in the middle 50s. And then tomorrow we're looking at partly sunny skies. Showers likely in the morning. Then a chance for showers and maybe even a thunderstorm in the afternoon tomorrow. Much warmer though with a high all the way up into the middle 70s. Now
we're talking about real spring weather coming for tomorrow, so hang in there. Town Hall Burger and Beer is the home of the best half-pound burger in the Triangle, located in 751 across from South Point Mall. It's a perfect place to pick your own patty, bun, and sauces, and be in and out of there in 20 minutes.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett from the German Wings Airbus crash site.
They have the cockpit voice recorder that may have some damage to it, but they are trying to glean what they can from it. There will also be another data recorder that they are looking for that records about 25 hours of data, the position of the plane, all of the positions of the major instruments involved in the plane just before the accident happened.
That's Sky's Robert Nisbet near the crash site in the French town of Seine-les-Alpes. 150 people died when that plane went down yesterday, and among the victims, 16 school children and two teachers who spent a week in Spain. Through an interpreter, German school official Sylvia Lohrmann spoke this morning.
The pain of losing a friend or a close relative cannot be taken away by anyone. We can only share it. And by sharing it together, we can find some kind of solace.
Some relatives of the victims are to start arriving in Seine-les-Alpes, in that town close to the crash site. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Suss is brought to you by the Egg and I Restaurant at East 54, serving lunch with creative sandwiches and salads and hearty homemade soups. Everyone's talking about the Egg and I.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
44 degrees, 632, WCHL. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. The Carrboro Board of Aldermen committed to opposing a Republican bill in the North Carolina General Assembly that would allow magistrates and other state employees to opt out of serving same-sex couples. Following the Orange County Commissioner's lead, the Aldermen unanimously passed a resolution last night opposing Senate Bill 2. The resolution urges the General Assembly to reject any legislation that seeks to exempt government employees from serving their constitutional duties, including but not limited to same-sex couples in North Carolina. That is a quote from the bill. The resolution also directs the town manager and attorney to fight the legislation in court if it passes. Again, that happened last night with the Carrboro Board of Aldermen. Also at last night's meeting, the aldermen examined a public policy on instituting body cameras for the town's police officers. Last year's incidents in Ferguson, Missouri, and New York invigorated conversations across the nation about police misconduct and racial discrimination. Earlier this month, the United States Department of Justice issued a damning report on Ferguson police, finding explicit racial bias among officers against African Americans, including racist emails sent by officers. Alderwoman Michelle Johnson says body cameras will not end police racial profiling, but some think body cameras could reduce police misconduct by recording interactions between officers and the public. Carrboro officials have been discussing police body cameras over the last half year. Carrboro's draft policy sets guidelines for use of cameras and management of the video taken. Chris Brook, legal director of the American Civil Liberties Union of North Carolina, says body cameras could be a win-win for police and for the public. Here's Brook on the impact that body cameras have had in some other places.
They've cut down on public complaints against law enforcement. They have been a means of curbing and addressing officer misconduct on those occasions when it does occur.
But he said cameras would work well only if Carrboro has appropriate policies that balance transparency, accountability, and privacy. Brooks suggested changes to the current draft policy. He recommended that officers be required to inform people when they're being recorded. He also recommended that the policy should explicitly say police can't use cameras to secretly record First Amendment activities that don't involve a direct interaction with the public. Here is Alderman Sammy Slade echoing that recommendation.
I would like for us to be very explicit about the goal of these police cameras, that they are for transparency and accountability and not surveillance.
Aldermen and members of the public raised several questions about using the cameras, including whether Carrboro would have to give the recordings to state authorities and whether school resource officers would wear the cameras. Here is resident James Williams.
What's the position as it relates to recording kids at school? I have some reservations about that, and maybe it's something that you can give some further thought to.
Another draft will come by the end of June. You can find the full story on our website, chapelboro.com. During March Madness, the Chapel Hill police have their hands full dealing with lots of alcohol-related offenses, and every year the police are well prepared. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
Chapel Hill's Alcohol Law Enforcement Response Team, known simply as Alert, was out in force this past Friday night, issuing citations for various infractions. Lieutenant Josh Meesemore, a spokesperson for the Chapel Hill Police Department, said it's typical for the Alert Team to be active around March Madness.
It's a group of officers that will come together on busy weekend, game weekends, and then sometimes just kind of random weekends for things like alcohol enforcement.
Other special alert duties include responses to loud parties and looking out for underage alcohol purchases at convenience stores. On Friday, police focused their efforts downtown within the Central Business District, West Rosemary, Church Street, and East Franklin Street in particular.
The majority were for things like underage possession, open container, a couple of fraudulent uses of ID. One person was charged with misdemeanor possession of marijuana, and one person was charged with carrying a concealed handgun.
Meesemore added that finding concealed weapons is not common to this type of operation, but it's not unheard of either. He said that sometimes somebody may have informed an officer of a concealed weapon but doesn't have a permit. Meesemore said that alert operations are not necessarily related to just the university's calendar.
We also do the same thing with the high school schedules, so around prom and graduation and some of the breaks that they take.
That, said Meesemore, is when the calls to respond to loud parties become more frequent. Throughout the year, ALE liaison officers train local bartenders in responsible serving practices. That includes learning to spot a fake ID and knowing when to cut someone off when they've had too much to drink. Over-serving alcohol to a customer is a violation of state law. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Orange County will host a job and resources fair today from 10 o'clock until 2 in the afternoon. It's a four-hour-long event. The career fair will be held at the Department of Social Services at 113 Mayo Street in Hillsborough. Job seekers are encouraged to bring plenty of resumes, dress for success, and prepare to make a positive impression. Officials are expecting more than 30 employers to be there this afternoon or today between 10 and 2. Again, that's in Hillsborough at the Department of Social Services. And Orange County is reporting its fourth rabies confirmation of 2015. WCHL's Jeff Hamlin has more.
This incident involved a raccoon, the primary carrier of rabies in our region. This follows 23 confirmed cases in 2014, nearly double the 12 confirmed cases in both 2012 and 2013. Orange County Animal Services Director Bob Morato says that there is no exact science to predicting how many cases a given area may see each year, but there are data points that reveal certain trends.
The historical data that we have on the incidence of laboratory confirmed rabies cases in Orange County indicates that there is a cycling in these numbers, and that we saw in 2014 the beginning of an upswing.
He says that these trends typically run in 1 to 3 year cycles. Morato adds that means residents need to be prepared in the future.
There is rabies here. It never goes away, probably will never go away in our lifetime, and therefore we need to be prepared individually, as households, as pet owners, and as a community.
Staying current with the law is the best way to help protect you and your animals from rabies. North Carolina law states that all cats and dogs over 4 months must be current with their rabies vaccine at all times. And the Orange County ordinance calls for pets to wear a rabies vaccination tag. If your vaccinated pet has an encounter with a rabid animal, they are required to receive a rabies booster shot within 5 days, or they will be treated as an unvaccinated animal. In the case of an unvaccinated pet, the choice is between euthanasia and having the animal quarantined for up to 6 months. Morato says the best thing is to make sure your pet is vaccinated, and you can do that through Orange County Animal Services low-cost vaccination clinics.
I would refer people to our rabies webpage, where we have a full schedule for 2015. Those vaccinations are $10. They're provided for cats as well as dogs.
You can find the link to that page through our website, chapelboro.com. Jeff Hamlin, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Well, thank you, Jeff. It is 640 at WCHL. I'm Rod Sutz, and look who's here.
Who is it?
Let's have a big round of applause. Yeah, one person clapping here.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's unanimous.
You got that going for you.
Everybody here is really happy that you made it.
Everybody here, huh?
How's it going? Everybody in the club getting tipsy.
Right.
Yeah, Nikki Morse is here, and always excited to be at work. You know, that's one of the fun things about working with you, because you're always so darn enthusiastic.
What day of the week is it?
Well, it's not Monday. It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. Oh, it's lottery day. You may not see me tomorrow.
What day is this? Hump day?
Jeez.
It's not even Wednesday, Fred. Let it go.
It is Wednesday.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wouldn't kid you about that. Well, at any rate, it is hump day. We get past this one, then it's all downhill for the weekend. That's what I used to say all the time until the camels came along and made it funny.
Those darn camels took your thunder.
That's exactly right. Now I can't get over the hump.
Oh, so. See where you went with that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. We have today's commentary coming up next, followed by Inside Carolina Basketball. And the commentary today, a new commentator by the name of James Ward, and he talks about the proposed renaming of some of the monuments on campus.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the history of people who have been involved in the history of the campus. So that is on the way next. And then, of course, you'll hear from Roy talking about Carolina's quest out in L.A. And then we'll get to the traffic report, which is certainly the highlight of the hour.
Great.
Traffic and weather together, followed by celebrity birthdays, Freddy Kiger's trivia quiz, another great WCHL hometown hero, and so much more, all right here in the next half hour.
Have you heard? According to a new study, men who spent less than $2,000 on an engagement ring were more likely to have a successful marriage. At Chatelaine's, we take pride in our beautiful estate pieces and in the wholesale prices we put on them. Not into estate and vintage jewelry? We offer competitive rates on new and trending jewelry as well. Though going deep into debt may seem like a grand gesture, spending wisely without compromising quality is an expression of your commitment to her and your future together. Shop Chatelaine's, located in Carborough's historic car mill.
At Durham Orange County Medical Society, all members of the medical profession in Durham and Chapel Hill, including students, are welcome to membership. For its member professionals, it provides collegial support and educational programs and promotes better community health, and its meetings provide a respite, even as you learn, in an otherwise hectic and demanding schedule. I welcome you to the Durham Orange County Medical Society website to apply now. DOCMEDSOC.org. The Durham Orange County Medical Society, leaders in medicine for a healthier tomorrow.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
I love Ronstadt. Everybody knows that. Everybody.
Well, thank you so much. 644. I was not expecting that this morning. 644 at WCHL. 44 degrees right now. He said. Oh, my goodness. Well, hang on a second. Hang on a second. Another one of those technical adjustments this morning, Nikki.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's great.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is James Ward. UNC Chapel Hill Board of Trustees will soon announce their policy regarding the renaming of Saunders Hall and the contextualizing of other buildings in the Confederate statue known as Silent Sam. Some people on campus have accused William L. Saunders of being a leader of the KKK during the Reconstruction era of 1866-72. Saunders was a Confederate officer and a trustee of the university in the late 1800s. The evidence for this claim is circumstantial and based on hearsay at best. The same people people also say that several building names from earlier times and the Confederate statue all symbolize a racist past and a continuing racist present on the Chapel Hill campus. This claim would have had validity in previous years, but it is a dubious accusation in the present-day campus climate. Rob Christensen, in a recent column in the News and Observer regarding the removal of the Aycock name from buildings at Duke and ECU, made the point that the logic employed by these people on campus would require that honors bestowed on past presidents such as Washington and Jefferson, both slaveholders, must be withdrawn, and many buildings across the country would have to undergo, in his words, a political cleaning. Aside from the illogical consequences of name changing, there is the fact that there are thousands of North Carolina citizens out there who are descendants of Confederate soldiers and or slaveholders. They question the very honor and legacy of these families and will do nothing but increase the, in many cases, the animosity between the races. In this contentious period in our national life, this is a situation we surely do not want. There is a monument on campus near Silent Sam called the Founders Monument. It symbolizes the hard work and dedication of those enslaved people and freemen who helped build this university. Why not see these monuments in the old buildings not as contradictory and antagonistic symbols, but as complementary to each other, all representative of the complex and sometimes tortured history of this great university. In this light, we should use them as touchstones to go forward without racial rancor and work on eradicating the effects of racism in our past. This is James Ward.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams is brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Carolina arrived in Los Angeles late Monday night, early Tuesday morning, to begin preparing for Thursday night's matchup with Wisconsin. The Badgers are 33-3 on the season and like to slow the pace, which, according to Tar Heel head coach Roy Williams, will present quite a challenge.
Wisconsin is, again, they're a one seed for a reason. They're able to get you to play their tempo most of the time more than you can get them to play the tempo that you want. We've had some practice, but I don't know that, or had some games where teams have done a nice job and we've still done okay, and other times where we haven't.
My name is Mandy, and my husband Brian was killed by a drunk driver when our son Carson was just 5 months old. In an instant, I became a 26-year-old widow with a new baby to raise on my own. That was over 10 years ago, and Carson has grown into a handsome boy with the same blonde hair and love for sports his daddy had, but he will always have a void that can never be filled. Carson has cried himself to sleep countless nights, missing the daddy he never knew. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every child deserves to grow up with their dad?
Yeah, what do you want?
It's never too early to talk with your kids about the dangers of alcohol. But it can be too late. In North Carolina, more than four people are injured every day as a result of underage drinking. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking. Visit talkitoutnc.org.
The Tar Heels have known the Badgers would be their opponent since Sunday. Have they been able to simulate Wisconsin's style in practice?
Practice, you can't simulate it. Today's blue team is Stillman, J. Cole, Spencer from the JV team, Jackson, and Denzel Robinson the last week before he turns into a fireman. I mean, you know, we can't really simulate what in the Dickens Wisconsin's going to do. Now, come on.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by the North Carolina ABC Commission. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking.
Get your yard ready for spring. Orange County Solid Waste Management is sponsoring a yard waste mulch sale. Orange County mulch is 40% off now till March 31st. That's only $15 per 3-cubic-yard scoop. They'll load mulch onto your truck or trailer at the landfill at 1514 Eubanks Road. Come by Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Saturdays, 8 a.m. to noon. Be sure to bring cash or check. For more information, call 919-968-2788. The Orange County Mulch Sale, without a doubt, the best deal around for high-quality mulch. At the Orange County Landfill now through March 31st.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates.
With the busy spring market just around the corner, it's time to think about getting your house ready for sale and selecting a realtor to sell it. Let my 29 years of home selling experience benefit you. Call today at 919-933-8500 or see us online at TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Time again for traffic and weather together on WCHL Traffic, brought to you by UNC Athletics. Here's Nikki.
Thanks, Ron. No problems to report in the roadways. 15501, 8654. All look good as you approach the 40 access. 40 eastbound as well. Just a little busy in spots as you head out towards RTP or the airport from Highway 86 through the Durham Freeway. If you happen to see anything while you're out, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363 or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
This traffic report brought to you by UNC Athletics. Don't miss Carolina baseball this weekend at Bochimer Stadium as the Heels host Miami this Friday at 6:30. Saturday at 3, Sunday at noon. Tickets are available for only $7 at GoHeels.com. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather presented by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. 44 degrees, cloudy, chance of showers this afternoon. Our high today about 58. Tonight mostly cloudy, showers likely, probably after midnight. Our overnight low about 55. And tomorrow partly sunny, showers likely in the morning, then a chance of showers, maybe even a thunderstorm in the afternoon tomorrow. Much warmer temperatures with the highs in the middle 70s. Listen, if you're spending a lot of time watching basketball and you don't want to cook, try Dickey's 8 Hickory Smoked Meats, including pulled pork, ham, or turkey, plus delicious sides and fresh hush puppies. You can stop by on the way home from work and get all that. Dickey's Barbecue Pit, right next to New Hope Commons in Carborough. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Got a few of those. Movie reviewer Gene Shalit is 89. Gene Shalit's mustache is 95. Former astronaut James Lovell is 87 years old today. Feminist activist and author Gloria Steinem is 81 years old today. Singer Anita Bryant is 75. And Aretha Franklin, 73 years old today. All right, how about a little R-E-S-P-E-C-T? Actor Paul Michael Glaser, 72, used to be on Starsky and Hutch. Elton John, 68 years old today. Actress Bonnie Bedelia, 67. Actress comedian Mary Gross, 62. She was on Saturday Night Live. Actor, writer, director John Stockwell, 54. Actress Marcia Cross, 53. Actress Sarah Jessica Parker is 50. Former Major League Baseball All-Star pitcher Tom Glavine is 49. And auto racer Danica Patrick is 33. Actress, singer Catherine McPhee is 31 years old today. And some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Dana Coleman has a birthday, as does Joan Bercy. And Michelle Kleinsmith Hoover has a birthday today. And stands to reason that her twin brother, Mayor Mark Kleinsmith, has a birthday. So happy birthday, Michelle, Mark, Joan, and Dana, all from WCHL. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time now for trivia. We welcome you to the show. Freddie Kiger is here.
Thank you so much.
It's not the wall or the well.
It's not the bell or the well or the crisp October evening.
I knew I could get you to do that.
I loved hearing that.
That's right. Really,
they all had that staccato delivery. You know?
That's really a good impression.
Walter Cronkite.
Yeah.
That's the way it was March the 18th. 1972.
And Chapel Hill's own, UNC's own, WCHL's own, Charles Kuralt. Much the same kind of delivery.
Well, there was no question,
yeah.
It's not the bell or the well or the crisp October evenings.
Yeah. He was a wonderful writer, wasn't he?
Yeah, and I visit Charles a lot.
Yeah.
Over in Old Chapel Hill Cemetery.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you know what? He was a good writer. I mean,
he was a fantastic writer.
Was just, that just really kind of distinguished him. But I'll tell you what, man, I'm serious. I'm not blowing smoke here, but you are a good writer as well, man.
Oh, gosh.
Because I've heard some of the stuff you've written for ESPN and for television coverage, Olympic stuff.
Well, you're
Freddie Kiger is a guy behind the scenes of a lot of that stuff who writes that stuff.
All right. Well, you're very kind.
Great job, man.
To be mentioned in the same breath.
That tribute to Dean Smith. My goodness.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
It's really good work, man.
Well, that one came straight from the heart.
I know it did, because you knew him quite well.
And, you know, and I have to, you know, Jones Angel and so many people over at UNC New Media contributed heavily.
You were the primary writer and
I wrote it
and
the
moving force behind all of that kind of stuff.
Well, but thank you. Thank
so
you,
good
Ron.
Job, buddy.
Thank you very, very much.
I'm proud of that. I'm proud of you.
Well, that one was special.
Yeah,
that
it was.
One,
Because he was a special man, that's for sure.
Oh, my gosh. Yep.
I mean, I say man, not just coach.
Oh, I understand. Yes.
Human being.
Well, and that's the reason why when I sat down to write it, I was not going to include one stat.
Yeah.
I did not want to include one number.
No.
Because he was more than that.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Well, and still is.
Yes. And will always be.
Yep.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, and I'm very sincere about
that. I know you are. Thank you.
There was no setup there, folks. Freddie didn't have any idea that I was going
to
say that.
And then after you're being so kind and so sweet to me, we're going to do a category that you don't like.
Great. Thanks.
I'm so sorry.
Thanks for the return.
We're doing U.S. geography.
Oh, great. Fantastic.
U.S. geography, folks.
This is the way you repay me.
I'm sorry. I didn't know.
All right. Here we go. What's your question?
Six states border Iowa.
Okay.
Is this heaven? No, it's Iowa.
It's a cornfield.
Six states border Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Name five.
Name five of them?
Name five.
Man.
So you got it in your mind.
Yeah.
Imagine the United States, Western Hemisphere.
Mm-hmm.
Center in there on America's heartland.
I'm trying.
Take a look there on Iowa.
I've been there.
Yeah, and then what?
Driven through it.
Yeah,
on the way to Oregon.
Yeah, six states surround it. Name five.
All right. That's kind of a tough question, though.
Well, should we drop it to four?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, we'll drop it to four. Four states, you win a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answer to the question.
Give us a call.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Today's WCHL hometown hero is Wendy Banning, Director of Learning Outside.
Learning Outside is an organization that provides programs for children of all ages that are set entirely outdoors in nature. All of their programs occur on Triangle Land Conservancy's Urban Nature Preserve, which is a pretty incredibly beautiful spot, 269 acres.
I can tell that you absolutely love being outside yourself.
Absolutely. It doesn't matter what the weather.
So you want to pass along that knowledge to the kids?
Yes. But children, by their very disposition, love the outdoors. What we do is provide them with opportunities to be outdoors and to be in a place that's a wild space outdoors.
Wendy and the folks at Learning Outside are having a special event. It's called Meadowlark, and it happens on Sunday, April 12th from 3 until 6 p.m.
This particular event involves a chance to listen to great music by Big Fat Gap.
What's going to happen at the Meadow, and what can people expect?
Meadowlark is going to take place at the site, so it's happening at Triangle Land Conservancy's Urban Nature Preserve, and that's very close to Carborough and Chapel Hill. It's just 5 miles out Jones Ferry Road.
What happens when folks go out there?
They'll be guided hikes for folks who would like to hike, hands-on activities, chance to visit our learning garden, visit our chickens or feed our goats, or just a chance to sit on a blanket and listen to great music. There'll also be food and beverages, and chances are it'll feel like a wonderful spring afternoon spent outdoors in a beautiful spot.
You were co-founder of Learning Outside. Tell us how you were inspired to do this.
I'm a long-term educator. I taught in the public schools for years and years. I taught special needs youngsters for years. I also co-founded a school called Community Independent School that was in Chatham County, which I was director for 16 years, and that had a strong outdoor education program. And then I wrote a book about the importance of nature in the lives of children called Lens on Outdoor Learning, and that really inspired me to connect with two other educators, Libby Ludington, who had just retired from Frankfurter Graham, a well-respected teacher of their science lab, and Tori Ralston, an arts educator who has a deep interest in at-risk youth. And the three of us approached Triangle Land Conservancy about the possibilities.
If someone wants to go to your website to find out more, how do they get there?
It's easy to find us. It's www.learningoutside.org.
All right. Check out the website and find out all about it. Wendy Banning loves the outside, and she wants to pass along her enthusiasm and her knowledge to kids. That's why she's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Egg and I Restaurant is really about the egg and you, how you get the best breakfast in town.
And this hour of the WCHL Morning News has been brought to you by the Egg and I. And congratulations to David Fulton, who called in with the answer to the question this morning. States bordering what we talked about here. The answer is Illinois, Nebraska, Minnesota, Wisconsin, South Dakota, and Missouri. And boy, that is a tough question. It's 7 o'clock.